Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where y'all know by now we love talking about things that nobody ever thought they were going to know about real estate, because there's so many things that we haven't seen in this business, and there's always something somebody else has, and we say, And so with that, today we have a very special guest from north of the border, because y'all know how much I love my Canadian realtor family. Sarah, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I certainly love listening to your podcast every week so that I don't feel so alone in this crazy business. And I can say, oh, it's not just me that has these things happen to them. And I've actually found myself laughing while I'm walking the dog, chuckling at some of your guests and the stories that they have to say. So thanks so much for having me on.
You know, that solidarity piece does matter, because you know, the regular world doesn't know what we go through in this business at all.
So true. Yeah.
So tell our listeners where you're located in Canada, because I know a lot of Americans think that Canada is just one big white lump. So tell them how long you've been in the business, where you're located, all those fun bits.
For sure. So I'm Sarah Vandervloot, and I've been a licensed realtor in London, Ontario since 2011. I am lucky to work alongside my husband, Mike, who has been a licensed realtor for over 10 years. So I've got some really good training from him, but we sell as well as co-manage the Street City Realty office in St. Thomas. And Street City Realty Inc. Brokerage is Canadian owned and has about 8 locations so far in Ontario, and we hope to take it throughout Canada. So we get to work in London, as well as our services extend into Middlesex and Elgin County. So about half an hour either way around London is where we do most of our business, as well as in London. So yeah, so that's a little bit about me.
And plus, you know, I got to say, I kind of love hearing about female entrepreneurs that are out there expanding and growing, because it just makes me a little bit proud in my X chromosome part of me.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so we know that in real estate, there's everything. And so your story could be crazy bad, crazy good, crazy evil, crazy amazing, sweet, whatever. So when you tell your story, just 2 ground rules, because I'm so easy to get along with. Just salty words are fine, but we don't use F-bombs, GDs, or see you next Tuesday on the podcast, because those are just kind of ugly. And when there's guilty people involved, let's don't use their real names, because they already know that they're guilty. With that being said, I can't wait to hear what kind of crazy you've got to share.
Okay, so this is a story that has 3 parts, I guess. It's about a home that took some extra time and effort to sell, as well as a story about some awesome, very patient seller clients and some very trusting, incredible buyer customers. So this happened last February. So we had a house listed in St. Thomas, actually, and it was a really cute 2+1-bedroom home, and it was an older home. And when we have an older home, sometimes we don't give the exact age of the property. We just put old. And so this one was definitely old. It had all the charm and character that you would expect with a home that was old. And we had actually sold the house to these sellers years prior, and they quickly ended up with 2 babies in a 2+1-bedroom home and felt like they outgrowed it really quickly. So we had gone through the process when they bought it of doing the home inspection, and we had known pretty much everything that we thought we could know about the home. So as we know, there's full disclosure in real estate. We were able to tell prospective buyers, agents, and prospective buyers all about the things that we knew about the house. And one of those things was one of the corners of the basement, because of the block foundation, some water came in when there was a quick melt, because we get snow here in Canada, a quick melt or lots of rain. There was a little bit of moisture that would come in that one corner. We also could see from just looking at the home that the shingles needed to be done. And then we knew that there was a GFI that needed to be replaced that these folks never got to, and that was on their home inspection report. So we shared that with anyone looking at the property, that we knew a couple of things that might be considered defects to the property. The house was listed for about 30 days before we got our first offer, and we negotiated the offer, and it was conditional upon home inspection and financing. And the buyers went ahead and did their home inspection, and this very cute, charming home was not what they thought it was, and was, I guess they were wishing it was a new home because they didn't like the fact that it needed a few things. And so they got some cold feet, which we see sometimes. And we like to educate our buyers when they're looking at homes that are older to say, you know, this is what we see in most of these types of homes, or this is normal that there is, you know, X, Y, or Z in a home that's a century home. And normally say if it walks like a duck, it's a duck. So a few days later, we got a mutual release because these buyers were expecting a newer home that didn't need any work. So about a month later, as we went back to work and trying to get another offer for our sellers, we received a second offer on the property. And this time it was conditional upon financing and home inspection, but also the sale of the buyer's home. So we considered it to be low risk because the buyer's agent had told us that they already had an accepted offer on the property and that it looked like it was going to come together for this buyer on the sale of his place. We had all sorts of disclosures because we knew a whole lot about the house, so that was good. The home inspection was fine and satisfactory to this buyer. But unfortunately, 9 days into the conditions, we received a mutual release as the buyer's sale of his property fell apart.
Oh!
So once again, we had some, an emotional conversation with our sellers, and we went back to work. So here we go, back to showing the property. Our poor sellers had to go back to making their bed and picking up their clothes, and they had two little boys that kept them really busy with toys and everything through the house. So they had breaks throughout this process, but now we're a couple months into it, and they were feeling pretty disappointed because they didn't want to go out and purchase a home without having theirs sold. So they had seen houses come and go that they couldn't purchase, and so it was pretty emotional. Then 10 days later, after that, we received a third offer, and the saying third time is a charm didn't really fit this scenario because the offer was not accepted. And I think the agent that brought that offer saw that it had been sold twice before conditionally and then thought, well, let's send a lowball offer in. And we just rejected that offer. So that one didn't come together. But I'll pause in at this point of the story and just give a huge shout out to these amazing sellers who strapped themselves into the roller coaster of real estate and took a very, very long and emotional ride with us, somewhat frustrating ride with us. So we're now into 3 months of showing their home. We had loads of showings and they had to get their babies out of the house all hours of every day and eat out most evenings. And it was a long stretch for them, but just kudos to those guys because we did achieve a successful sale. So I'll continue now with, while all of this was going on with the house in contract and out of contract, in contract and out of contract, I was in correspondence via email with a buyer couple who were interested in this property as an investment. They were a busy family of six and had missed a window of opportunity between the second and the third offer because the house was in contract and then out of contract and back into contract. So I was emailing them frequently to keep them up to date. And there was finally a scheduled time set where they could actually look at the property when nobody else had an offer on it. So through the conversation that we had over email, I must have done a good job building some trust and rapport with the clients because what had happened next was quite astounding. And it was the first time it had ever happened to me, and it hasn't happened since. But this is what made me reach out to you, actually, Lee, to tell you about this crazy story. So we had an appointment to view the home on the Monday, and the buyer worked in London. But like I said, this home was in St. Thomas, and that's about half an hour drive. So at about 5 o'clock at night, it could get busy getting out of London to get to St. Thomas. So we had an appointment set, and the buyer was on his way to see me, but had gotten into some traffic. And so I was at the property and I got a text, and I was just standing outside because I remember it was such a nice sunny day. And I was standing outside of the property just waiting for him. Got the text that said he was running late. And then within a few moments, a van pulls up to the front of the property. A woman who I now know to be the buyer's wife quickly gets out of the van, explains that this was supposed to be the point where the husband and wife were going to transfer children over because she had to get to work. She was running late. Her husband's not here. And the next thing I know, I'm standing on the front yard with these children and the woman is driving away.
Why? She left her kids with you? She'd never met you before except on the internet? Holy crap.
She left her children there. And it just, it happened all so fast that my head couldn't keep up with what was even going on. And I certainly, at that moment, I wished there was a camera crew hiding in the shrubs and the bushes at the edge of the property because I couldn't help myself. So I hollered after the van, if you can't trust a realtor, who can you trust? And I wish that that could have been the next realtor commercial because this woman left me with the fruit of her loins. She had no idea who I was. So off she went and I then realized that I'm now the babysitter. So I take the children and I shuffle them up into the front porch and I sit with them until their father arrived. And I introduced myself by saying, I'm Sarah and I'm the lady from the sign because I have my face. My husband and I have our faces on our sign. So I said, I'm the lady from the sign and they're looking at it. And I said, I'm going to show your daddy this house and he's going to come soon. And I started talking to them about their dog and trying to find some common ground so we can let the time pass and so they wouldn't feel so afraid. So the buyer arrived within a few moments and thank goodness, because I might still have those babies in my care. But they ended up buying this home, and I must say that it's been an absolute pleasure getting to know this family, and we must have done a good job for them because they recently bought their second investment property with us this year. So you just never know what hat you're going to wear.
As a mom, I have totally been in those shoes before of, oh, good, there's a human. Take these children out of my hands because I'm going somewhere without them. So, I mean, I feel her, but holy smokes.
Yes, I know. I was like, wow, I guess I'm a woman and I am in the public and I have my face on a sign and I must be someone that's trustworthy. And we did talk back and forth via email, but it just makes me laugh and how important those communications are with your email when every communication that you have with the public is so important, but it made me just laugh that she left her kids with me after never met me before. So,
I mean, she didn't care. She's like, I don't care. Get these children out of my car. But you know, this also does, because I love to find the little tidbits that can make real estate life better. This is another reason, Sarah, to keep your headshot updated. Because if your picture wasn't current, I mean, she probably still would have left the kids with you, let's be honest. But at least there was a connection.
She might not have recognized me. That's right. Oh, that's so funny. Well, I always like to say to people, you should know who you're meeting at properties. And sometimes I'll be full disclosure. I will Google people or go on Facebook and see what people look like. Because sometimes we meet strangers, lots of times actually, and we don't know who they are and they don't know who we are. So it's kind of nice to put a face to who you're meeting at the property. And that's one of the reasons I put my face on the sign.
I mean, I stalk my people too. And I think most savvy realtors do stalk the people that we meet, whether we're listing a house or buying it. But I've never thought to stalk their kids before. I guess I should do that now and ask them do they need me to bring my 12-year-old? She could be a babysitter.
She could babysit while you show. Yeah.
Oh, that poor mother. She needed a spa day. I think you should tell husband buyer next time he buys a house,
absolutely,
give her a spa day.
Well, they'll be closing on a property this month, so maybe that's what we'll get them as a closing gift, is a nice spa day for the mom.
Either that or some babysitting hours, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, it's interesting. We all talk about realtor safety a lot in this business and how do we as realtors keep ourselves safe, but the public needs to also remember that they are spending intimate time with us and they don't know us either. And it's so interesting how quickly relationships develop to the point where, I mean, I laugh about her dropping her kids off with just anybody, but it's obvious she felt like she knew you through communications to the point where she knew her husband was coming. It was all going to be fine. So you probably couldn't have achieved that if you weren't so genuine in your conversations to where she knew she was talking to a real person and not just an email robot.
Yep.
And that's hard for realtors
exactly.
to remember is that your emails and your text are relationship builders. You're not just spouting out prices and mortgage information.
Absolutely.
And square meters, I guess, on a house for y'all, square feet for us. But
yeah.
that there's a depth that grows so quickly in our business, and honoring that is, I think, the best part of being a realtor.
It is. And it's just to show that, you know, there is real people in real estate and that we, you know, can have these connections and build relationships. And that's how my husband and I have built our business, is like nearly 100% of it is all referral, repeat type business, because we're real people.
But I'm not going to
lie.
I mean, if you're a consumer who's listening to this and you're going to call Sarah to help you in London or St. Thomas or any of those other suburbs, please just give her a heads up if she's going to have to keep your kids, because that would be quite a surprise.
Oh, I was surprised, all right. And I remember coming home and telling Mike that that had happened. And he's like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, he's got 5 years on me. And he's like, that has never happened to me. And I said, yes, because you're a bald man and nobody's going to leave their
kids. That's right.
With
I mean,
you.
But honestly, how fast did Mike say, I'm glad that was you and not me?
Yes, right away. Right away. He said, I wouldn't have known what to do. Like, that. But yeah, it was one of those things I'll never forget.
It is one of those instances that showcases, though, why women in general do very well in real estate. You know, we as a gender are the majority of realtor professionals. Is it,
yes,
is it because we know how to lock and load with any situation that comes across our path? I'm just saying, you know, men folk, we know y'all are pretty good too, but the ladies, you can drop your kids off in the front yard and off we go.
There's definitely some multitasking and some different skill sets that women tend to have that come in handy, for sure.
And it can be a very good balance in a husband-wife real estate venture like y'all have.
That's right. We think we have the perfect scenario.
At least today it is, right? Today it's perfect.
Yes, today's perfect.
All right. So if you're a realtor and you need a professional in London, I think you now know you can call Sarah, and consumers that are out there listening might have forgotten that you're the one they should be calling right now if they think about selling or buying. So Sarah, how can people reach you and Mike if they are in need of a professional?
Yes, absolutely. My direct number is 519-777-7205. And I'm on all social media platforms with our name Leading London, LEADINGLONDON. So our website's leadinglondon.ca, and my email is Sarah, SARAH, at leadinglondon.ca. And I'm never too busy for you or your referrals.
So if you're one of those realtors who, like Sarah, listens to this podcast while you're out walking the dog or walking the cat too, some cats like to go for a walk, and you didn't have your ink, pen, and notebook handy, never fear. All of her contact information will be in the show notes for this episode, so y'all can access it anytime. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the show and for being a very responsible babysitter while you sold a house.
We do it all. We do it all.
That is seriously some full service right there.
That's correct.
And if you're listening to this episode and you're a realtor, broker, investor, inspector, lender, or a consumer, I honestly would have loved it if this buyer had called in and said, y'all aren't going to believe what we did buying a house. So shoot me a message at Lee Brown. I can feature you on a future episode, and make sure you subscribe, because we like to tell our little quick stories every week and love to have you listen in to learn about life in real estate and how crazy it can get. So we'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.